Can you believe it? It's already day 10. We're cranking. We're a third way through the program, and our mental diet is moving ahead full speed. Welcome back. Yesterday, we talked about the power of values and beliefs, and I dumped a pretty big load on you. In fact, you may have noticed that some of these tapes are going more than the 30 minutes that were originally suggested. Let me just tell you, I'll try and clean that up for you by doing a little less in some places here. Maybe we can do some of these meetings a little bit more rapidly. I also want you to know that there's going to be a major shift now in the program, in that up until now, we've been really laying a nice, strong foundation. What we're going to start doing is the tapes you're going to be listening to, some of them are going to have workshops built within them. What I mean by that is you're going to start doing maybe a little bit more actually during the taping, not just at the end. So you might want to prepare yourself for that from the standpoint of your expectations and your willingness to go for it. And again, some of these tapes will be a little bit more than 30 minutes. Some may be a little bit less. We're going to try and stay as close to that timeline as possible, but we don't want to cheat you out of anything in terms of key information. And if we can do it in less time, we'll do it in less too. Maybe we can pop some of these through in about 20 minutes. Who knows? Meanwhile, back at the ranch, let's go for it. Today is how to really take control of your life by specifically changing core belief systems, beliefs that are governing and affecting your whole life. Again, yesterday, you probably identified a few of these, but what we want to do today is show you a process for actually making that change. And let's do a quick review. What have we talked about over the last 10 days of being here together? Well, one, we've said that really the power to change your life is personal power. Personal power is what creates results, and personal power is the ability to consistently take action, the ability to follow through in spite of fears and challenges and things around you. And we said that in order to succeed, if you'll recall, for repetition's sake and for your memory, you've got to use what we call the ultimate success formula. That is, you've got to know what it is you want in a situation. What is your outcome? And be asking that on a regular basis. Two, you've got to use your personal power and take some kind of action. Three, you've got to notice whether it's working or not. And four, if it's not working, you've got to be flexible. You simply got to change your approach. Instead of feeling bad about it not working out, try something else. We also talked about the power of role modeling. That is really coming from a place of, instead of reinventing the wheel, finding someone who's already getting the results that you really want in your life and finding out exactly what they're doing and doing some of the same things. That way you know what actions to take. And again, still being flexible along the way. We then talked about what stops us from using our personal power. And we said that what drives all human behavior, if you remember when we talked about on tape two, are two forces, the controlling forces of your life, pain and pleasure. We said that almost everything we do comes out of these two things, our need to avoid pain or our desire to gain pleasure. And we talked about how those anchors, if you will, or those associations to pain and pleasure literally govern our destiny. You learned about neuroassociative conditioning. You learned that whatever you have been conditioned to feel in your gut, whatever you've learned to associate to things, will determine how you're going to behave. If you've linked pain to something, you're going to try and avoid it if it's massive pain. And if you've linked a ton of pleasure, you're probably going to move towards it. In addition, we found out how anchors are created. How do we get to associate things? We found out that when we're in a peak state of emotion, anything unique that happens around us consistently while we're really in a strong state gets linked up in our head. It gets associated. And sometimes it doesn't always empower us. We talked about some ways to change some of those anchors, some of those negative associations, and also some ways to create some positive linkages, some positive neuroassociations that would empower your life in virtually every way. We then spent some time understanding what it is you really want in your life. And you found out it's not things, it's not relationships, it's not items, it's feelings, or what we call states. And we spent 2 days studying how to really manage the core of our life, our emotional states. One, through changing our physical body, changing the way we gesture, the way we breathe, the way we move, our facial expressions, our breathing, and two, by controlling our mental focus, by finding, noticing what we're focusing on and how we're focusing on things. And we've learned the power of questions. Are you doing what we've asked each day? Are you, in fact, starting each day with those 5 questions? If not, now's the time to get started right now and consistently do it for the rest of the program. It will be as important as anything else you do, because once you establish this as a habit, you will cause your brain to focus on the most empowering emotions you can have and feel them every single day. In fact, if you do this enough, where you do it every day when you first wake up, pretty soon your brain will get anchored that waking up will literally fire off the positive feelings of being grateful or excited or happy or whatever feelings you've learned to ask yourself the minute you wake up. They'll literally get linked versus the old feelings of whatever you used to feel when you woke up. In addition, in our last few days, we've been focusing on values and beliefs. And we found that these two truly determine specifically how we make decisions, what we do in our lives, and our ultimate destiny. That we have two types of values, if you remember. Those values we're moving towards, meaning the states of pleasure we want to get, and those values we're trying to avoid, meaning the states of pain we're trying to do anything to stay away from. And that our brain is always making decisions as to what we should do based on an evaluation of will it mean pain or pleasure and the terms of your experience or your values. And finally, we found out that our beliefs are really the core that determine whether or not we feel like we're meeting our values or not. That we could be successful and not feel successful just based on some of our beliefs or what we called rules. And we learned a little bit about global beliefs. Our beliefs about ourselves, about people, about life, govern what we're willing to notice, what we're willing to focus on, what we're willing to feel in our lives. So those are just a couple of the key elements, just to bring you back up to speed. Again, I'm a big believer in repetition. If I hear something again and again, I'm likely to understand it. And if I hear it enough, I'm likely to use it. And that's my outcome for you. Remember, power is use, not just knowledge. My design of this program for you was designed so that every day you would do something, not just listen passively. And I hope you're doing that at 100% level. So let's go on to the next step. The next step, as I said, is we want to learn now, how do we change some of our beliefs? Well, it's actually very simple. Because we've laid such a strong foundation, you now know how to change virtually anything. Do you remember the three keys to neuroassociative conditioning? We said, one, you've got to get leverage on yourself. You got to get yourself to the point where you absolutely in your gut believe something must change. You must change it, and you can and must right now. Once you're at that point, your brain will find a way. Two, we said you got to interrupt the old pattern of association, the negative one, the one that's limiting you. And three, we said you got to condition yourself until you have a new association, a new empowering way of feeling or linking things together in your life. We're going to use that same three steps in a little bit different context to change our beliefs. How? Well, think about this. Your brain will do anything to avoid massive pain. So here are the steps we're going to use to change our beliefs. Number one, we're going to identify the beliefs that you really want to change. What are the beliefs right now, the controlling beliefs that are limiting your life most? Beliefs about life, beliefs about people, beliefs about yourself, beliefs about relationships, beliefs about money. What are some of those core beliefs that right now are stopping you from achieving the level of success that you really are committed to? Two, once we identify what those limiting beliefs are, the way we're going to get rid of them is step two is we're going to link enough pain to your present limiting beliefs until pretty soon your brain says, I've had it. It's not worth it. There's too much pain here, and your brain will do anything to break the pattern or move you away from it. I want you to know that process of interrupting somebody's pattern, if you just get them to link a lot of pain to something they're presently doing, that will interrupt their pattern simultaneously while it gives you leverage. Does that make sense? Because they used to associate it as being pleasurable or at least being comfortable. Now you've interrupted the pattern. You've changed the way they look or feel about things. So step one, again, we're going to identify the limiting beliefs. Step two, we're going to link or get our brain to associate massive pain to our present beliefs so that we feel like we have to change. Step three, we're going to create a new set of empowering beliefs to replace the old ones. So if you had an old belief that said something like, I used to have one that said, I'm too young, and that was massively limiting my life. It was keeping me from giving 100%. It was keeping me from starting my business. It was keeping me from going out with a woman I was extremely attracted to because I thought, well, she's older than I am and I'm too young for her. All that kind of junk. It was just a total lock, a total set of bonds that were holding me back. So what I did was, one, I identified it and realized, hey, this really, as simple as this is really slowing my life down. It's holding me back. Two, I began to think of all the places in my life that it was costing me, and not just think about it, but feel it, to feel the consequences. That's the key to making a change with yourself. Get yourself to feel the consequences of your present behavior where it is incredibly painful. So I asked myself questions that would make me focus on the pain that really was there that I was trying not to notice. Till pretty soon, having that belief I could see was incredibly painful for my life. Step three, I identified a new belief. That new belief became youth is power. And I identified youth is not age, but energy and focus. That as long as I don't care if I'm 95 years old, I'll still be youthful and I'll still have that power because it comes from passion and enthusiasm. So that process is what began to change. So I identified a new belief, and that's exactly what you're going to do. And a new belief is nothing but a new generalized statement. Hey, when you say, I'm too young, that's a giant generalization. Too young for what? Now you might say, oh, well, I'm too old. Well, that's also a generalization. Too old for what? You know, Colonel Sanders became a multimillionaire, changed the eating habits of a country with little or no background after the age of 65. So just realize any belief you make is a statement and it's a generalization. So when you make a generalization, you might as well make them that'll empower you instead of disempower you. So as long as we're going to make stuff up, make something up that'll make you stronger and make you go for it more. So youth is power. Now, by the way, at some point in my life, I might say maturity is power. Who knows? You know, I'm sure I'll change. I'll get one that's even more empowering for wherever I am then. See, I don't judge beliefs by whether they're accurate or not. I used to tell people, hey, this is how it is. This is what you must believe because this is how reality is. This is life. And I still sometimes get carried away, but I've, with some maturity through the years, matured a little bit in my view of things. And I've begun to realize that what I believe is absolutely true today may change 5 years from now as I make additional distinctions, as strong as I feel about it right now. I mean, really think about it. Don't you have some beliefs that you used to have, say, 5 years ago? Didn't you have some beliefs back then that today you're even embarrassed to admit you believe them? But back then, boy, you knew it was true. Don't you have a belief or two like that? I know I do. So I've learned not to judge beliefs by whether or not they're absolutely 100% accurate. I now judge them, are they useful? Is it useful to believe this? Because for almost every belief, there's usually an exception. So as long as I'm going to do that, let me just make sure it's useful. That is, that it empowers me and the people that I'm in relationship with. So key core belief you can change to is anything that's a statement that empowers you. So youth is power. Age is power. Maturity is power. Whatever it takes, create that there. Here's step four. After you've identified the new belief you want to install, all you have to do is link massive pleasure to using it. How do we do that? Well, we're going to do it simply by thinking about the positive consequences, how our life will be enhanced by adopting this belief. And we'll look at it in virtually all the areas that are important to us. God, by having this belief, how does it affect my relationships? Well, it makes me more outgoing. It makes me more playful. It makes me a little more outrageous. It makes me stronger. It makes me closer to people. It takes away a lot of my fear. What does it do in your business? Well, in business, it allows me to communicate what I really feel is absolutely right at the moment. It allows me to speak up in those key business meetings. It allows me to go for it in this particular area. I no longer feel leashed by this other situation over here. What else does it do? Well, over here, it allows me to be a better role model. And you'll go on and on and on until your brain links so much pleasure and new belief. Guess what happens? In the end, your brain is real simple. It says, I don't want the pain of that old belief. I want the pleasure. And it will install a new pattern. And that's the final step. Step number five, you will condition yourself over and over again to think of this new belief and feel phenomenal. Think of this belief, feeling incredible, think of the belief. Feeling incredible, think of the belief. And you will literally, like Ivan Pavlov, condition yourself over and over again to when you think of this belief, it creates power and pleasure and happiness and excitement. And you'll just do it by rehearsal over and over again, thinking about all the great results continuously for 5 or 6 minutes as fast as you can so that your brain links these things together. Now a new belief is installed.